You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, I am answering a question from Brianna in Texas. And her question is about sending birthday cards to clients. And for some context, this is one of the things that we talk about in the coaching program. So she has started sending birthday cards as a result of the coaching program, but was then wondering if there's a certain way to do that to be a little more careful with confidentiality. So she was asking about how to handle that and what we do at the center. So let's start with, if you do not send birthday cards to your clients, you should. So let's begin there. Kids do not, rarely if ever, get things in the mail. And the relationship is a very special thing between us and our clients. So when we know that it's the child's birthday and they get a birthday card, you know, think about, and I was actually told by some of my international coaching participants that this is not true in other countries. So I'm throwing out the disclaimer that I think this might be just a US thing. But think about, you know, when you go to a doctor or when you go to a dentist or you go to a chiropractor, they typically send you a birthday card of some sort. So in the States, at least, it's a common practice for clients or patients to be acknowledged for their birthday. And sometimes it's truly just an acknowledgement. And then sometimes it's something special, you know, like 10% off this or come in for a free such and such. So it can be geared in different ways, but the bulk will send an acknowledgement for your birthday. So similarly, we have the opportunity to really honor and remember our client when it's their birthday. And we have gotten so much feedback about how much impact this has. So if you've not started doing that, you may want to. But then Brianna's question is, I'll read from her email. Is there a certain way I should label them so it does not violate confidentiality? Obviously, I put the child's first and last name and their address. I'm wondering if this is how you do it or if you edit it so it has less obvious information. I realize that if a friend saw the envelope, they should not immediately know it's from a counseling office. Okay, so this is typically what we do. We do put the child's first and last name and mailing address. That's how it gets to the child correctly. So you really can't do anything apart from that. And quite honestly, any mail people are going to know the child's first and last name anyway, and their address. So that is a standard part of the mail system. There's no issue to be concerned about regarding confidentiality there. For our return address label, we provide the business address because that does not have any sense of who's sending it, why they're sending it, what the nature of the relationship is. And keep in mind, the return address is only if something happens with the mail and it needs to be returned to sender. So that's not even really that important. I suppose if you really wanted to go above and beyond, you could just leave that off. But then if anything happened with it, they would never know who to return it to. For example, when we send out mass mailings for the holidays, a lot of times we will get some of them returned and we know that that specific family never got the card. So that allows us to reach out and confirm their address and ask if they've moved and, you know, find out what went on there and then resend it. So if you don't put a return address, you will not get it back. However, that is a way to just make sure that if it's just the address, anyone looking at it would know that that child that lives there got something for their birthday, but they would not know who sent it or why. And just as a general rule about the birthday cards, we typically have each therapist that's working with that child. We have the therapist that's working with the child write something personal on the card. So our office manager kind of stamps them, addresses them, does all of that. But then each individual therapist, when it's their client, they write a personalized message to the child. And we've gotten feedback from families that the child puts it on their dresser, they put it on their mirror, they put it on the fridge, they keep it, and they won't let anyone throw it away. That becomes a really special representation of the relationship that they have with you, and you send it to their house. Because typically they come to you and they play with you at your business. So for them to have something that reminds them of you and represents you at home, it's a very inexpensive, easy, simple way for the child to really feel special. And then in the customer service light, the parents are just blown away that you sent their child a birthday card. So I highly recommend doing that. It's easy. It's simple. Postcards are cheaper, not only the postcard themselves, but also the stamp. So if you want to be especially frugal, you can send postcards instead of enveloped cards. But that is something that we do consistently. We've been doing it for years. And we just make sure that every month, all of the children who are born in that month receive birthday cards. So Brianna, thank you so much for the question. I hope that that is helpful for all of you. And maybe it inspires you to go buy some birthday cards or some birthday postcards. You can create them yourself in Canva if you want to really make it personalized and design it exactly how you want it. But even just standard birthday cards that you buy at the store will suffice. And it just is an extra elevated level of customer service for the family. And it's an extra level of connection and relationship to the child. All right. Love y'all. Thanks for hanging out with me. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.